Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan. It'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next half hour. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. Today, we'll start with politics. Pete Buttigieg trapped beneath derailed model train. Dateline Washington. Trapped beneath nearly 5 pounds of aluminum and plastic, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was reportedly unable to move Thursday after his body was pinned beneath a derailed model train. "Oh God, somebody, please help, help me," said Buttigieg, who cried out in pain and anguish as he lay on a plush area rug beside the table where, after traveling too quickly around a curve, a 1-to-48 scale train jumped its tracks and landed on the 42-year-old cabinet official. "Quick, somebody get this thing off me. I can't feel my legs. I think I'm paralyzed." "Oh, no, 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 no. Is there blood?" "I can't look. I knew I should have never left South Bend." Justin Buttigieg is said to have entered the room and removed the freight train replica, crushing the chest of his husband, who soon dusted off his overalls, replaced his engineer cap, and vowed federal regulators would severely penalize the Lionel Toy Train Company. Next, things Biden can do to reinvigorate his campaign. After his disastrous debate performance, President Joe Biden continues to flounder in the polls and faces a growing contingent of Democratic donors and elected officials calling for him to step down. The Onion explores several possible things Biden can do to reinvigorate his struggling campaign. Only be photographed near much older people. He'll look vigorous when surrounded by shrunken 103-year-olds who barely look human. Activate the AARP. There are millions of seniors standing by, awaiting word from Biden. Read monster smut at rallies. If fantasy romance books can save the publishing industry, they can save his campaign. Launch all the nukes. You technically can't lose an election if there's no civilization left to hold one. Win the 200-meter butterfly at the Paris Olympics. Nothing provides a boost in the polls quite like coming home with an Olympic gold. Pardon Hunter. Won't actually help, but he needs to get it done before Inauguration Day. Form strategic alliances through intermarriage. It worked for the Habsburgs, didn't it? End his campaign. This would provide him with such a huge surge in his approval rating that he would have no choice but to immediately restart his campaign. Next, Jeffrey Epstein spotted dancing to anti-hero in Eras Tour VIP tent. Next, the pros and cons of impeaching the United States Supreme Court. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, has introduced impeachment articles against Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito for failure to disclose gifts and recuse themselves from certain cases. The Onion explores the pros and cons of impeaching everyone on the highest court in the land. Pro: the country will have the chance to see 9 different people go mad with unchecked power. Con: a lot more trouble than just bribing them to rule how we want. Pro: farewell party might have cookie cake. Con: innocent Americans forced to see more photos of Brett Kavanaugh. Pro: anything that pisses off Samuel Alito is worth doing. Con: Martha Ann Alito will hang a newer, more fascist flag. Pro: can finally kick off this civil war everyone has been hyping up. Con: why ruin something that's working so well? next in breaking news. Hims opens brick-and-mortar brothel to boost men's confidence. Dateline San Francisco. Describing the new service as a game-changer for its most loyal customers, telehealth company Hims opened a brick-and-mortar brothel Wednesday with the aim of boosting men's confidence. Hims is proud to launch its first-ever House of Prostitution, which employs hundreds of highly trained sex workers ready and willing to help men address their complete lack of self-assurance, says Hims, CEO Andrew Dudum, adding that the state-of-the-art storefront facility, which occupies a 15,000-square-foot space in the heart of downtown San Francisco, has three distinct floors populated with escorts who specialize in assisting men suffering from low sexual stamina, premature ejaculation, and erectile dysfunction. Previously, men who wanted a confidence boost would have to go in the back room of a strip club, book an hourly motel, or take awkward walks through a red light district. But with the Hims brothel, all you have to do is open your phone, consult one of our virtual pimps, and make an appointment to stop by. This is sex work the way it should be. Dudum went on to announce that sister company Hers had opened up a brick-and-mortar orphanage for women to dump their kids so that they could finally feel like their old selves again. Next, God forced to shave head after contracting plague of lice. Dateline The Heavens. Saying he had no choice but to target the painful, itching sensation directly at the source, God Almighty, creator of the universe, was reportedly forced to shave his head Thursday after contracting a biblical plague of lice. Yesterday, a misdirected divine commandment resulted in all the dust of the heavens turning into lice and swarming toward my celestial kingdom, spake the Lord, adding that he had laundered his heavenly robes using the machine's highest temperature setting and washed his flowing gray locks with lice shampoo, but was still not rid of the blood-sucking insect plague he brought down upon himself. So I've been forced to cut off the hair I've spent millennia growing out, and if this special knit comb I bought doesn't work, I'll have to shave my beard too. Then I'll really look like an idiot, or worse, a skinhead. At press time, sources confirmed a clean-shaven God was looking in the mirror and trying to determine if he could pull off wearing a fedora. Next, megachurch conducts successful nuclear missile test. Dateline Lakeland, Florida. In what the evangelical congregation hailed as a significant step forward for its security capabilities, local megachurch Lakeland Liberty Fellowship confirmed Tuesday it had conducted a successful test of a nuclear missile. Today's detonation of a 50 kiloton thermonuclear device should serve as a stark warning to any outside aggressors who wish to move against our church, said pastor and lead security analyst Paul Hammond, who went on to state without equivocation that any attempt to threaten his organization's tax-free status would result in an immediate retaliatory strike. To those who question our resolve, know that we remain resolute and unequivocal in our dedication to protecting this blessed and non-denominational congregation. An attack that interferes with our sacred mission in service of the Lord will be met with the full force of our arsenal. Our will is in lockstep with God's will. Let this be a warning to all sinners. At press time, the church reportedly began its Sunday Mass by soliciting parishioners to donate any enriched uranium they might have. Next report, perhaps old Mrs. Howard saw something. Dateline New York. Surveying an alley in an attempt to piece together what had gone on here last night, investigators reportedly looked up at the window of an apartment building this morning and speculated that perhaps old Mrs. Howard had seen something. According to neighborhood sources, the 83-year-old shut-in, who has lived in the building overlooking the crime scene for decades, often spends her days at the window watching the action on the street below. Reports stated that if anyone was going to have information about anything peculiar going on, it would definitely be the widow Howard. And that, although she rarely speaks to anyone, very little happened around here without her being aware of it. After a count of the windows, it was determined that she must live in apartment 12D, two doors down from the stairwell. At press time, sources confirmed Mrs. Howard had slowly cracked the door open with the chain still locked, one wrinkly old eye peering out as she demanded to see the officers' badges. Next, study finds increased cognitive function linked to being released from headlock, Dateline Ithaca, New York. In a new study published Wednesday that offers fresh insight into the relationship between brain activity and the classic restraining maneuver, scientists at Cornell University's Department of Neurobiology and Behavior found increased cognitive function is linked to being released from a headlock. Subjects fared significantly better across a wide battery of cognitive measures once they no longer had the full weight of a stronger person's bicep choking off their air supply, said Cornell neuropsychologist Martha Scheinbaum, describing how participants in the study displayed far superior logic, planning, and critical thinking skills the moment they were removed from an adversary's armpit and ceased being repeatedly asked, "Who's a little bitch boy?" until they broke down in tears. It was astonishing to witness how quickly they showed a greater mastery of problem-solving tasks once their face was no longer beet red and they were able to breathe freely. Interestingly, we saw these improvements vanish if subjects were later sucker-punched and stuffed face-first into a toilet bowl. In that case, their mental capacity was akin to what we tend to see in standardized assessments of complete fucking pussies. The study did note, however, that a headlock markedly improved an individual's memory skills when it came to recalling who their fucking daddy was. Next, Biden team holds rapid-fire series of public events featuring President waving from very far away, Dateline Washington. In an effort to combat escalating concerns about the Commander-in-Chief's fitness for office, the Biden campaign kicked off a rapid-fire series of events Tuesday that featured the president waving from very far away. President Biden wants to show voters he's fired up and committed to this fight for the nation's soul, and he's doing that by using the strongest asset at his disposal, forceful waving from a great distance. Spokesperson Mia Ehrenberg told reporters during a campaign stop at which the president was seen vigorously gesturing toward supporters from 70 to 80 yards away. "If you squint, you can make him out. Right there. That's him. Wow, look at him go with that waving. Of course, you can't hear what he's saying, but I promise you he's articulating a clear vision for this country's future. You can tell how much he means it from all of his waving. Please put away those binoculars, sir. That's beside the point for an event like this." Ehrenberg went on to dismiss questions about Biden's use of a teleprompter by stressing that virtually every modern president had to use one to tell them when to wave. Next, poll: Democrats trail Trump whether they replace Biden with Biden, Biden, or Biden. Dateline Cambridge, Massachusetts. In a Harvard Caps Harris poll conducted in the wake of the first presidential debate, new data revealed that any alternate Democratic candidate was likely to lose to former President Donald Trump, regardless of whether President Joe Biden was replaced as the nominee with Joe Biden, Joe Biden, or Joe Biden. In every hypothetical matchup, Trump comes out almost 4 points ahead of Biden's potential replacements, including current favorite Biden, the rising star Biden, and even a dark horse candidate like Biden, pollster Jen Grisham said Tuesday, adding that with just a few weeks left before the Democratic National Convention, the party would have to decide soon whether it wanted to stay the course with Joe Biden or risk choosing one of five potential Joe Bidens to replace him. So far, neither Biden, nor Biden has publicly stepped up and said he'd be willing to replace Joe Biden. But even if one of them did and got the full support of Biden, it still wouldn't be enough. At this point, every potential Biden association with Biden is simply too damaging. Grisham added that given the narrow odds of beating Trump this November, Biden should instead put his energy into finding another Biden to win back the presidency in 2028. Next, Biden team proud hours of grueling prep successfully got president through meeting with his family. Dateline Washington. Revealing they had holed up in Camp David beforehand and grilled him nonstop for a week straight, President Joe Biden's team confirmed Tuesday they were proud their hours of grueling prep had successfully gotten him through a meeting with his family about continuing to seek re-election. It was admittedly risky to clear the president's schedule and practice, but it was worth it to ensure he could successfully field a number of extremely difficult, sensitive questions from his wife, son, and grandchildren, said senior advisor Anita Dunn, adding that given the importance of the event, they had put Biden into a kind of family meeting boot camp where the president could practice greeting and hugging loved ones and even rehearse conversations with stand-ins playing Jill and Hunter Biden. Over the course of the past few days, we probably ran through the meeting more than 100 times and tried to predict every single thing that could go wrong from the moment Jill gets off Air Force One to them dining together to them going to bed. By the end, Biden looked confident, alert, and engaged while speaking to his family, and after 90 minutes, he wasn't even breaking a sweat. At press time, high-profile members of the Democratic National Committee were reportedly pressuring Biden to step down after Jill Biden stated that she would have preferred to be married to Donald Trump. Next, Democratic ad claims doddering out of it Biden will let nation get away with whatever crazy shit it wants. Dateline Washington. With the party's candidate facing increased pressure to step down after a disastrous debate performance, the Democratic National Committee released a commercial Monday that claims a doddering out of it President Joe Biden will let the nation get away with whatever crazy shit it wants. This guy is out to lunch, and he won't do anything to stop you from making your wildest, most fucked up dreams a reality, a voiceover says in the 30-second nationwide spot, which features an unbroken shot of a confused Biden as if it asks viewers whether they think someone this mentally checked out will care if they want to legalize black tar heroin, driving drunk on highways, or having sex with livestock. Go ahead, pass a bill making cannibalism legal. If Biden hears about it, he's just going to smile, give a thumbs up, and walk away without knowing what the hell is going on. Or, hey, break into Timothy Chalamet's house, steal his identity, and star in Dune Part 3. Who's going to stop you? Biden's just going to be eating an ice cream cone for the next 4 years if he lives that long. His second term is going to be a blast. Just vote Biden in November. The ad ends with the president stating that he endorses the message, and then the voiceover confirming that this is exactly the shit it was talking about. Next, bored Equifax sees how much they can lower man's credit score before he kills himself. Dateline Atlanta. Passing the time by inventing random things to penalize him for, board officials at consumer credit reporting agency Equifax told reporters Tuesday they were seeing how far they could lower Danville, Virginia resident Scott Arkin's credit score before he decided to kill himself. It's a slow day at the office, so we figured, why not ruin this guy's credit rating to the point where he feels death is his only escape? Equifax CEO Mark Baker said of the boredom that drove his bureau to drop Arkin's score, making it impossible for the man to buy a car that would allow him to commute to a higher-paying job and limiting his chances of getting approved for an apartment in a city with better employment opportunities. It's already down so low, he can't take out a loan from anyone besides a payday lender or a pawn shop, but somehow he's still getting out of bed in the morning. Let's knock him 30 points for a single late payment and see what he does. Or better yet, Let's fuck with him by raising the score 200 points and then suddenly tanking it. If that doesn't get a gun barrel in his mouth, I don't know what will. At press time, Equifax officials had reportedly found a different way to entertain themselves and were busy cutting the credit scores of family members attempting to take out a loan to pay for Arkin's funeral. Next, tearful Boston Dynamics engineer forced to drown unwanted robot puppies. Dateline Waltham, Mass. Heeding his supervisor's order to get rid of the excess newborn mechanical quadrupeds, tearful Boston Dynamics engineer Leon Rossoff was forced Monday to drown several unwanted robot puppies. "I'm so sorry, little robo fellas, but we don't have the funding to maintain all of you," said a sniffing Rossoff, who quivered as he plunged the infant canine droids into a bathtub and watched the bolts of electricity from their short-circuiting bodies spread through the water. "Now be good little boys and get in the burlap sack. There's nothing to be afraid of. Goodbye, Sparky. I'll miss you. Please don't fight it, please. You're making it harder for us both." At press time, an inconsolable Rossoff had reportedly taken time off to recover from having been electrocuted by the dying robot puppies. Next, tourist visiting California excited to try one of those vegetables he's heard so much about. Dateline San Francisco. Claiming they didn't have anything like it back home, tourist Greg Foskey told reporters during his trip to California this week that he was excited to try one of those vegetables he'd heard so much about. "Whenever you mention California, people always bring up the vegetables, and I want to see what all the fuss was about," said the 34-year-old Alabama resident, who admitted he was a little worried about sampling something so weird and exotic that grew out of the ground of all places, but added that he was willing to try anything, no matter how bizarrely green, at least once. "People tell me that Californians make vegetables from plants, which I find so interesting. I mean, how did they come up eating plants of all things? But if I want to immerse myself in the culture while I'm here, the best way is to eat whatever oddly fibrous vegetation the locals enjoy." At press time, Foskey admitted his body wasn't prepared for the vegetables after he spent the entire night on the toilet. Now it's time for Onion Sports. Caitlin Clark supplements rookie salary by taking adjunct professor of basketball job. Dateline Indianapolis, Indiana. Saying she figured that she could do course prep while traveling to away games on the team bus, WNBA star Caitlin Clark told reporters she had begun supplementing her rookie salary this week with a second job as an adjunct professor of basketball. "I'm teaching a freshman-level intro to basketball studies course on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and a senior seminar on dribbling Tuesdays and Thursdays," the Indiana Fever guard said as she sat in a cramped cubicle during her scheduled office hours at Butler University's Department of Basketball. "It's only 20 paid hours a week and no benefits, but between this and my job with the Fever, I'm hoping to cover my basic living expenses. Plus, it gets my foot in the door in case of a tenure track position ever opens up, although those full-time professors of basketball never seem to leave. I don't have an advanced degree or anything, but the students still call me Professor Clark, which is pretty cool." Clark later confirmed she was commuting an hour to Bloomington so she could take night courses at Indiana University and eventually earn a Master of Basketball Arts and Sciences degree. Next, Wimbledon trying to excite us, but the ball still just goes back and forth all day. Dateline London. As the prestigious tennis event entered the quarterfinals, unenthused sources confirmed Tuesday that although Wimbledon continued to try to excite us, the ball still just went back and forth all day. "We really wish we could get excited by the ball going back and forth, but this is not simply happening," said shrugging tennis fan Gerald Firth, who spoke on behalf of everyone else in the crowd at the Grand Slam tournament, as well as those watching the matches on TV at home and anyone who happened to stumble across the purportedly thrilling highlights on news outlets around the world. "The same two guys hitting the ball there, then there, then there, then there, on and on for hours, despite ample opportunities for the ball to go somewhere else. Try two balls, maybe. Anything that isn't one side and then the other side. We get the impression that we're supposed to think playing on grass is cool or something, but that's not really doing much for us in the way of entertainment. Then, even if we do manage to muster some excitement during the match, we're not allowed to show it with clapping or cheering. We're just kind of sitting there, waiting for something to happen. At press time, sources reported feeling briefly enthused by the prospect of a frozen lemonade from a Wimbledon vendor, but their indifference quickly returned after they deemed the concession totally overpriced. Finally today, Caitlin Clark brushes off 23 stab wounds from own teammates, Dateline Las Vegas. Following another highly physical game for the rookie point guard, Indiana Fever player Caitlin Clark was reportedly brushed off the 23 stab wounds she received from her own teammates on the court Tuesday. "The physicality doesn't bother me one bit. It's all part of the game," the pale and visibly woozy WNBA star said at a post-game news conference during which reporters questioned her reaction to the 23 knife-inflicted injuries suffered at the hands of her fellow Fever players and a pool of blood collected on the floor beneath her chair. "Emotions run high, and every once in a while, that's going to boil over into something being brutally stabbed or someone being brutally stabbed on the court multiple times. I really don't take the coordinated effort to assassinate me personally. If anything, violently taking a shift to my back, chest, and neck during a breakaway shows how much passion these women have for the game, and I'm lucky to play alongside them. In some ways, I'd even say it's an advantage to be putting pressure on my jugular with my left hand while dribbling with my right. I'd be mad, too, if one of them got as much viscera on the ball as I did." A stern Clark went on to tell the media that if she could pull the dozen or so blades out of her back and move on, they should be able to get over it, too. That concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheeland. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. Till next time, be well.